I think it's an incredibly important forum, particularly being the first forum after the 10-year review of the original WSIS was concluded in December. We were very pleased with that discussion and the world coming around to consensus on the idea that the original WSIS got it about right in terms of focusing on the multi-stakeholder process, ensuring that all voices were included in the conversation, and focusing on ICT as a tool for development.
So what's changing this time? What are you doing now that you've done 10 years, as you say? What are the new developments that we can look forward to in 2016?
I think what you'll see is not really new developments, but a renewed focus on those things that we agree on. So a renewed focus on the idea that we need to have a people-centered approach to public policy and that we need to focus on getting those who are not online online for the purposes of furthering development. So for the purposes of ensuring that we achieve the SDGs, we need to recommit ourselves to the WSIS action lines and see them through to implementation. The relationship between the action lines and the fulfillment of the SDGs is organic. That is to say that if we're able to achieve the action lines, they will inherently contribute to furthering almost all of the goals in the SDGs.
Can you give me any examples of concrete practice on the ground where you've helped improve people's connectivity, for example?
Sure, there are a number. So as the United States, we have both domestic and foreign programs that work to ensure that people are connected to the internet. So domestically, we have our own Universal Service Fund and have focused particularly on making sure that both the backbone of the internet reach deeper into the country. And now we are at a point where well over 90% of America has access to the internet. A smaller percentage than that is connected. So we still have a number of people who have access, but either because it's not affordable or don't see it as relevant, are not connected. And in those cases, but in every case, we want to make sure that kids, if they're not connected at home or even if they are connected at home, have a world-class connection in their schools and universities. And separately, we run programs abroad through USAID to help other countries construct their own Universal Service Fund programs. And that's been successful in parts of Southeast Asia and in Latin America as well. In addition to that, we run a program out of my office called the Technology Leaders Program that helps train regulators around the world in how to deal with public policy challenges, like, for example, managing a digital transition, moving from analog broadcasting to digital broadcasting in order to create more space in the airwaves for mobile broadband.
Can we just talk about the Sustainable Development Goals? How has their advent affected or changed or evolved your approach to connectivity and getting people involved in ICT?
The Sustainable Development Goals themselves do not have ICT itself as a goal, because the information and communications technologies are enablers of fulfilling any of the other goals. So, for example, educating kids or ensuring that there's equitable access to healthcare for women or reducing poverty, all of those things are made easier or are really not achievable without the widespread deployment of communications technologies and the skills that people need to access those technologies. So there are countless stories of how, for example, people who had never had access to financial services develop access to financial services for the first time on a mobile phone, and particularly in Africa, or stories of how farmers, even small-scale farmers and others, are managing their resources better and getting better access to weather and getting better access to market conditions, and as a result, being able to better manage what they're producing in real time in order to reap a stronger profit. So what the point of the SDGs is to focus the world on these development goals. And for the WSIS community, the point of the relationship with the SDGs is to ensure that in the work that we do, we think about how what we're implementing is related to the SDG goals themselves.
And can you tell me finally what is so unique about the summit this year and the format? I mean, do you have a particularly large range, a full spectrum of society, from civil society to the private sector? What's so, because there are lots of forums and not necessarily summits, but lots of people are talking about ICT.
Every year, both the WSIS Forum and the Internet Governance Forum bring in more stakeholders and higher level participation. One of the things we're doing this year is having it be a much more interactive conversation. Historically, I've been to a number of these in the past. They tend to be situations in which ministers will stand up and simply give a speech and then sit down. And instead, for this forum, we're going to be doing more of a Davos-style panels and more interaction with the community that's attending the forum itself.